all of these things have been said at the last meeting was that just given the what happened around the selling or the potential sale of Del Mar Harvard and the neighborhood that's back there, I really feel that I don't think that, that sign would go over well for that community. And two, I don't know that it would or would not because they haven't been here to discuss it themselves. And I only want to hear it from them, not from anybody else. I want to hear it from that community specifically. And I do want to go back to, again, what she said about really the loop having an exact identity. You talk about it being family friendly, and it can be fun to have your children there, but that's really just kind of walking outside up and down. There's not like a lot of the businesses that supported children are gone. Not that candy store, because they were trash, but sorry. The comic store is gone. The bicycle store is gone. The comic book store that my kids like super duper loved is gone. And so like the sign's not going to affect those things. And so, like, I would like to see, you come back again, because you'll be back, and really come back with a plan that's a different plan to invest $120,000 into actually getting some economic development back in the loop and not trying to fix it with a Band-Aid on a broken leg. And that's my feeling on this sign.
And Mr. Edwards, just to clarify, it sounds like what Ms. Hendricks is alluding to is documented community involvement and approval of having that. So I don't know how you communicate with the communities around you, but I'm sure you have a mechanism for something like that.
I'm not to sound repetitive like a broken record. I support everything that's been said. And in my own conservative mind, I do not think that bright light or huge light has any added value to the economic growth of our city.
Okay. Great. And in a quick response, thank you for your comments, by the way. Everybody that puts their hearts and souls in their businesses has been behind this. They've analyzed the design, the kind of sculptural art part of the sign, that they've analyzed how the message boards would really help promote different events. It could be the memorial they run, it could be the Vice Carnival, it could be Chalk Loop, and all that, invaluable in that way. And they are struggling and have all been in favor of this. So the community involvement has been practically 100%.
That's business.
And we can reach out to
with that explanation, I would rather like throw them $120,000 than to put up a sign. Like, it's still, to me, the sign. I mean, I understand where it rates on the scale, but it's still
with good reason.
I understand where it rates on the scale, and I understand that 20% of the money could be used for capital improvements or whatever. I just think that that we need a better plan than the sign, isn't it?
When you say things about the comic book store is gone, the comic book store is in Wizard's Wagon now. And when I rented to them, I let them out of the lease early to move into a different owner's building because it was good for the loop. And before, when Wizard's Wagon first came, I put it in their lease that they could not sell comics to support Star Clipper. Not my tenant, not my building. I protected them from too stiff a competition. The minute they moved out of the area and went downtown, then I allowed them to sell comic books. And they are there. I mean, we analyze every nuance of business and acceptance and reaching out to everybody, and it's just, Loop is special. And I think with the funds are there, and I think we're really neglecting our community by not pushing forward when the funds are there.
I want to thank you.
And I would put it into general revenue and not just into one special pot if you do vote to put it in.
I want to thank you for your hard work. I do hope that you understand where we come from also.
I understand what you're saying. I don't always agree. The same, we don't agree all the time, but it's
I think we put this issue to that.
Yep.
And I think Mayor Walsh, right before we adjourn, would like to say a couple words.
I would just like to thank you all. This will be my last meeting. I'd like to thank you all. Four of you are my appointees. Christine, of course, comes from the school district. Thanks for all your work. I will say, and I think there may be some changes coming. I was not on the council. I was part of the group with Joe and Arthur Sharp who pushed for this sales tax in 2006, but I was then off the council. It started in 2007 and was designed because the focus of the statute is to get citizen involvement that some of you have mentioned. And Mr. Ohlendorf and the council at that time set it up so that people would come to this board that would then make recommendations. I think there may be some move to change it, to have them have recommendations and then come to this board to get input on their recommendations. I will just tell you it may be changing, and I tell everyone in the audience it may be changing too. My hope, which I share with Ms. Riganti and I'll share with Ms. Williams, is that the citizen input on this board not be lost in the transition. If this tax just becomes another tax that goes into the general revenue, it will not be living up to the purpose of the statute, which really was to have citizen involvement, the people who pay the taxes giving their thoughts. And I actually worked with Rory Ellinger before he passed away, our state rep, to ask him to get him to increase the number of residents from 3 to 5 and to increase the number of them from the school board and the county from 1 to 2. As you know, the county hasn't been here for years, ever since Mr. Stenger came in. But it's going to change, and I just warn you, and all of the recommendations you're making now will go to the staff and to the council, and you just should be paying attention to the budget process. If you feel strongly, I hope you will talk to them, but I anticipate there will be changes.
Will we be notified of those changes and how they impact our service, or
I think Mr. O'Brien could ask the staff to keep the board apprised. The service, the board will still exist. This is a state-mandated board, and the people on the board are mandated by the state. If the city's going to collect the tax, this board has to exist. It's just what part of the process how the process will work may change.
With the election of a new mayor, is that an automatic potential cutoff of our duty?
You have your terms.
I just reappointed you, I think, last year.
Yeah, so.
So you have
I'm
two more.
All right.
Two more years. You're limited to two terms.
Okay.
I did not reappoint Mr. Watt. I did not appoint someone to take Mr. Weiner's place because I knew I was leaving office, so I'll let Mr. Crow do that. I'm hoping you will continue, but you do, if you choose to leave, then Mr. Crow will be the one to appoint. Under state statute, only the mayor appoints to this board.
Oh.
So we have one slot unfilled right now.
You have, yes, Mr. Weiner is not
okay.
here.
Perfect.
And we have two slots from St. Louis County that have not been filled since. Right, and I think Max Tai, who is not here today, is the chamber representative on this board. And I hope that representative can be here on a more regular basis, too. I know it's hard, but because, as we know, Mr. Edwards is very regular and is a strong supporter and advocate for the Loop, which has been well for the years. Pardon me?
We're grateful for his presence here.
Yes. And so thank you all and have fun.
I want to state for the record before we close that I have appreciated being on this board, and I've appreciated Mayor Welsh in the job that she's done in general as a mayor, and her guidance and her focus on this committee and her help. It's been invaluable to me personally.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it.
I want to thank you, Madam Mayor, for all you've done for the city. We were just talking earlier on today. I said, well, we're going to miss you. Hopefully you're going to miss her too. She's always constant to everything. She, among other things, she put together some years ago the religious leaders group for this youth city for the first time in the history of the university. and that group is going on very well. You know, that brings awareness to the people about cultural differences and spiritual differences. I thank you for all of what you do. I cannot sit here and enumerate all of them. May God bless you.
Thanks, Rick.
We really appreciate you.
Thank you, Mayor Walsh. Enjoy your private life.
Thanks, I will.
I move that we adjourn.
I
second that.
All those in favor?
Aye. Aye.
Finally, agreement. Your appointments are lifetime. You didn't read the small
print. No, I'm just hoping that when the